Okay, let's go ahead and get started. Good evening. This is Laura Sinkowski calling in tonight from Southwest Ohio as a representative with Smarter Networker and Destiny Global. And this is actually the last week of this prospecting and closing class that you're taking advantage of. We are taking advantage of the closing portion of week three. And there's a couple of things that I just wanted to point out really, really quickly. And what I want to do is just start with the amount of people that called over 300 people last week. And the reason that that's significant is because most of you know from taking this class, you've watched Danny's training, you've seen things like within the boot camp and within the webinar series, and you've seen, you hear Danny talk about the consistency of dials. And sometimes there's people out there that don't, I have found that a lot of people don't all the way run their business like it's a real business. They just kind of sort of do it on the side, kind of sort of around a bunch of other stuff. And they don't really run it with real business hours the way every other business does. You know, I mean, like I do laundry on the side. That means I do it like when I have time. And so that's not a very consistent way for anyone to run their business. And if we are not making a big chunk of dials every single day, we're not doing enough. So for somebody that has an entire week's worth of work and they say, oh, okay, well, I made four dials, that's hard and that's really tricky. Why? Because the amount of work ethic that's going into your business isn't going to produce the results that you desperately want to create long term. It doesn't match. So that's why setting goals is so important, and then being able to figure out your numbers that are going to go along with it. And I know that some of you have talked to Brian Niederhaus about putting some numbers together, but when you really set a goal, like whether it's a promotion, whether it's a rank, whether it's making a certain amount of money. Now, let's say by the end of the year you want to make, an extra $10,000. Well, that means over the next 6 months we need to be making, $1,500 a month. So what do I need to do in my business in order to create $1,500 a month? And is that going to happen if I'm only making 3, 4, 8, 10 dials every single week? And it's hard. It's definitely a really hard pill to swallow because people work. They go to school. They've got kids. They're busy. They've got a million other things going on. But that's why setting business hours is so important. It's a time block that you can use, and that's all you're doing in that block of time is your business. So what I wanted to do is just congratulate very quickly Janet O'Mara. I'm sorry. I know I just butchered your name. I'm sorry. Janet. Joni Snaith, John Torres. Dang it. I probably butchered that too. So sorry. Evelyn Rosa, Peggy Miller, Murray Blandon, and Colleen Stewart. Every single one of those people made well over 300 dials just last week alone. So for that group of people I just read off, I hope that you're making that amount of dials every single week. And for those of you that go, wow, that sounds like a lot, time block, because you'll get a lot more done in a small period of time than you probably really honestly even realize. Okay, so that's something that's really important, and you really want to think about it. The consistency of not necessarily just making dials, but the consistency of always creating leads, always following up, having a planner so that you know exactly when do I need to be following up with someone. If I need to follow up with you in 7 days from now and I don't write that down, I'm probably not going to remember. I'm going to completely forget. There's no way that that's even going to happen. So have something that when you walk into your office or you start running your business hours for whatever day you're on, you have an actual list of things you want to do. Who do I need to follow up with? Who do I need to call? Where's my list of, cold leads that I'm calling today? Who is it in my warm market that I want to reach out to in social media? And get really serious, because business owners are successful because their time and effort goes into a business. They're not putting 50% effort into it. They're not saying like, oh, I'm going to do my business tomorrow, and then they just blow it off because something else comes up. It's really important that we take this stuff seriously and that we run it like it's a real business with real business hours. A couple of other people as well, Alda Alvarado, She actually started 3 brand new customers just last week alone, actually. And Murray Blandon actually started 4 new customers. And Murray actually brought home a $1,000 paycheck for that work that he did. So if you look at the amount of dials that people are making and you look at the amount of money that they're making, I mean, if you made $4,000, or I'm sorry, if you made $1,000 every single week for an entire month, that's $4,000. $4,000 extra on top of whatever money you already have coming in. The next one I wanted to go through was the recognition of business partner enrollees. So Peggy Miller, Belinda Pierce, and Murray Blandon, all 3-way tie for the amount of business partners that you got started last week. And I'm personally really proud of people that are taking advantage of this class. Why? Because it's really easy to just say, I'm not having success because I'm not making enough dials. I'm not having success because I don't know the script well enough. I'm not having success because I'm not putting enough time in. And every single one of you have said, you know what, like I might not be having the success I want, but I'm going to invest my time. I'm going to take advantage of this class. I'm going to swallow my pride. I'm going to invest whatever I need to so that I can get better on the phone, so that I can be a better leader. I can be a better business partner. I can be a better business owner, and I can be more effective with the people around me. And that's what every single one of you did. So congratulations for taking action, and congratulations to Janet O'Mara for making $4,000 in your business last week alone. So anyways. Okay, we talked a little bit about tracking, and tracking is really, really important. So some people will say, well, I need a specific type of sheet for that, or I need a spreadsheet. Having a spreadsheet is really great. I personally track my numbers every single day, and I do everything manually. I just have a system that works for me. What works for me might not necessarily work for you, but I try to really keep track of the amount of people that I've called, and then the amount of people that I physically actually had a conversation with versus the amount of people that I left a message for. And then what was the result? If I left them a message, that's a voicemail. If I talked to them, what happened from that? And keeping track of those numbers is critical. Why? Because that's how you get a ratio. We talked about goals when we first started the call, right? So if I have to talk to 100 people every single week in order to make $1,500 extra per month to hit my goal at the end of the year, I need to know how many people do I actually need to get a hold of. Like, what if everybody sends their message, their phone to voicemail? Well, I have to make up in conversations what I've lacked in messages on voicemail, if that makes sense. So it's really, really important that we're keeping track of that. And then that way you can physically see it. You can see, what have I done today? What more do I need to do if I want to get to really where I want to be? So for those of you that are working warm market, that's going to start with making sure that you always have a list of resources. Okay. Some of you have already talked to people. Go talk to them again. I mean, some of you guys talked to these people like months and months and months ago, years ago. Their situation is totally different than it was when you probably first talked to them. Social media, networking. I'm amazed at the amount of people that are not involved in local community networking or networking groups. Majority of them are totally free, and it's a great way to meet other business owners, other people that are looking to just build connections and build relationships in the community. And you have to remember that every single person that you meet knows 500, 1,000, 2,000 people that you've never met before. So it's really the consistency of always funneling warm market numbers in and out of your business, and always, always, always meeting brand new people. If you're more focused on cold market, that's going to be keeping leads coming in regularly and freshly, good, honest, fresh leads, because we're going to get what we pay for. For those of you that are putting flyers out, have consistency of flyers also. Sometimes people will say, well, I put out, 500 flyers on Saturday, and I only got like 2 phone calls. And I'm like, great, how many flyers have you done since Saturday? Well, I haven't done any. So instead of doing 500 flyers in one day once in a while, do 100 flyers every single day. It's a 10-minute commitment. People are out and about. anyways. You pass stores and shopping centers and malls and gyms and good Lord, we could go on and on and on. Every single day, it's a 10-minute commitment to keep fresh, new leads coming into your business. Keeping track of follow-up, like we mentioned before. And the other thing is, too, is just because somebody says that they're not interested right now, follow up with them. Because if you've done what we teach people to do and to really form them and to build a relationship with them, 6 months later, all you're doing is following up to see how the situation is, replenishing that relationship and asking them at that point in time about the business again or getting started as a customer again. Because no doesn't mean no. It just means not yet. I'm not ready. Think about how many times somebody maybe talked to you. Maybe you're the exception. Maybe you got started right away off the first video somebody sent you or the first presentation you went to. But usually some people are a target of conversation for months and months on end. I have a friend of mine who's making over $1 million a year in a home business, and somebody talked to her for months and months and months on end, I think 7, before she finally just said, fine, I will get started if you will leave me alone. And she makes $1 million a year in her home business. So, you know, don't get discouraged. Don't get frustrated. Keep the faith in people. And if we're really, really struggling with our numbers, you have to remember that this class is available. We are going to have the recordings that you can access maybe closer to the end of this week. And taking this week to still finish your homework that's due at the end of this week, and just keeping things fresh and keeping that consistency and making sure that you turn in what it is that you've done this week. Don't let a holiday, don't let a weekend, don't let an evening, don't let circumstances define you. It's about taking action. It's about going to work, and it's about making a decision. And this class is so beneficial for so many people. And I love hearing the stories. Most of you know that we have a Facebook group called, Super Friends? The Super Friends group in Facebook. It's a private group. And I will be active in that group later this evening. So if you have any questions or if you want to make any comments or you have any feedback or whatever it might be, please feel free to comment in the Super Friends group once this call is over. But in the meantime, I always ask very nicely if you'd be willing to please shut these distractions off. You know, close your laptop. We don't need to be looking on Facebook. I caught some of you. I see some of you making comments on Facebook in the middle of the class. Stay focused. Stay focused. Make sure you've got your script book on you so that you can follow along. This is a really, really, really important evening to take advantage of. So let's get rolling, and we will finish up.
Okay. So let's see. What did I like about what I saw? I liked the opportunity to make money.
And I just need to know if you want to make a little or a lot.
Okay. I think I would like to make a lot.
And what for?
I think, I need to pay off my $35,000 worth of debt, and I need to no longer be in the financial position that I'm in right now.
Okay. And at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to do that?
Never.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, never.
All right. So what do you see yourself doing to get started? At the bottom, working slowly towards getting rid of your $35,000 debt and your financial situation, or do you want to be in a position where you can earn 2 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and earn the effort the person at the bottom does?
I'm really not sure. I think I need to think about, about that whole part of it. I don't really know if I can do really even something like this. I mean, it looks good and it looks like there's a great way to make money, but I'm just not totally sure if it would work for me.
Well, it sounds like you have some more questions, Danny. Would you like me to try to answer those questions for you?
Why don't we let me just go ahead and think about it, and I can give you a call back, let's say, in a couple days.
Well, I'd love a chance to help you go through our company. I'd love to see what questions that you have.
Okay, let's time out right here. I'm going to tell you why you got that response from me.
Okay.
You are so sweet, Carol. But somehow, you know, weren't you a part of raising money?
Yes.
For the Children's Village?
Yes.
Okay. So I know that you know how to close, right?
Well, yes, I guess I do.
Gotcha.
Okay.
You guys have had to raise, like, I don't know, a couple million dollars, right?
Yes. I don't do a lot of that, but I helped at the very beginning. There's a regular crew that's doing that now.
I know, but I know that you helped launch it.
Yes.
I found out, you know, when I was at the facility.
Yes, and I heard that you went there. I was there the next week.
Bummer. Okay. So the reason why I blew you off,
yes,
for two things. Number one, you first started this conversation very friendly and absolutely precious. But as you started going through the script, then you were trying to sell me, and then you started to get real uncomfortable towards number six. You got real uncomfortable with question number six.
Yes.
And when you get uncomfortable with question number anything, then that prospect is also uncomfortable.
Okay.
And so when I said, you know, I'm really not sure, because I felt like you weren't really sure. Yeah. And however which way you lead is exactly how they follow. And so what I want you to do, and second of all, you skip number two. And number two is important, because I said, oh, you know, I like the money. And you said right away, well, do you want to make a little or a lot? Instead of, well, tell me more about that.
Okay.
You would have found more out about what you could have closed me with.
Okay.
With question number two.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to go through it again.
All right.
And again, at the very end, this is the key question that you asked me, which has made me blow you off. Well, would you like me to answer those questions for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The answer is no. Okay, so in that part of the script, you know, that's in the supplemental script book, which is where you were coming from, it simply says, wow, and you did this part great. You know, wow, Dan, it sounds like you've got a few questions and a few concerns. What's your first question?
Okay.
Is what it says. It doesn't say, would you like me to answer those questions for you?
Okay. I am in the regular script book. I didn't use the supplemental one.
You don't use the supplemental script book?
Well, I have, but I didn't bring it with me. Well, I have it here.
Okay. So those are scripts that you kind of want to get sort of memorized or very familiar with. And so, you know, the objection of, you know, I'm really not sure. I think I want to think about it. Let me ask you this. Do you get that question often?
Yes.
Yeah. I figured that you got that often because simply it sounded like you were unsure yourself. And when you're unsure yourself, then you're going to provoke that question.
Right. Okay.
So that would be the script. Definitely no.
Now, what page are we on in the supplemental?
In the supplemental, I'm trying to find it for you. I haven't looked at the information yet. I didn't request information. Joined another business. I have to think about it. 78.
78, okay.
Yep, page 78. Okay, so what I need you to do is work on your posture.
Okay.
You see, I know that when you talk about Children's Village,
mm-hmm,
and it's childrensvillage.org, right?
Yes.
Yeah. When you talk about Children's Village, there is a passion and an assuredness about what you guys have done over there. You are solid and aggressive when it comes to that.
Yes.
You did not hesitate to send me that information. You did not hesitate to follow up with me about that information.
Yes.
You sent me the information. You saw me live in Salt Lake, and you came to me and said, did you get that information?
I know.
Your
daughter got it, too.
Right? You made sure, you know, that we got a hold of that information. There was nothing, you were not hesitant or hindered in any way, shape, and form because you believed that it would impact our lives and that our lives would impact the lives of those children.
Right.
Now, I want to see the same woman come through for this. Now, you've been with your company for quite a long time now. And you've actually generated a good little income over there, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
Yeah. And that has supplemented retirement, hasn't it?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. So, and you know that people have come in and made as much or as little as they wanted to inside your business, right?
That's exactly right, yeah.
Okay. So I need to see the same woman about the Children's Village come out with the script on this one.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Not unsure, totally solid.
Okay.
Here's the other thing. You have a story, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to tell that story.
All right.
And where you tell that story is right in the very beginning.
Okay.
All right? So, you know, right before you ask me, you know, okay, so right after you say, Danny, did you get that information? Do you have a chance to review that information yet? Yeah, okay, great. Well, let me just tell you real quickly what's happened to me. And you give your 30-second testimony right there. And then you go right into what did you like about what you saw.
Okay. All righty.
All right?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for the main part because I just see the objections at 78.
Yeah, I have to think about is where that objection goes.
Yes, okay. Yeah, I have that one.
Okay. All right, so... I'm going to move on to the next. Here's what I want you to do. Again, right after you say, did you get a chance to review that information yet? They say yes. Well, let me tell you real quickly what's happened to me. You give your testimony.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go right into what did you like about what you saw? Tell me more about that. And you just stay strong through that thing. I think even telling your story there is going to even help strengthen you. It's reminding you this works.
Okay.
Because you've been able to generate a part-time income with this business, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me your story real quick.
I lost, do you want me to tell the story of how I proceeded on the product or what?
Well, it depends. It depends on what you're trying to get someone started on. Are you trying to get them started on your product or are you trying to get them started in your business?
Oh, okay. Well, I usually try to get them started on the product, but... I know that I should be doing the business part.
Well, no, Carol, let me help you with that. I will tell you, I know Kathy has just totally launched this whole product launch thing with her advertising and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Kathy, Carol, how did you build your business?
I built it mostly by telling about the product.
Okay, so why would you want to change that?
I thought I would get more people.
No. If your strength is in getting people on the products, and building your business from there, I would definitely stay within your strength.
Okay.
Okay? And so now you've made money with sharing the products, right?
Yes.
Okay. How much money are you generating monthly by sharing your products?
About $1,000 a month.
$1,000 a month. Okay. So that I would tell both those stories.
All right.
All right, so I would say, you know, I got started on the product, and this would happen to me, and then I started to share that and market that product. I began to market that product, and I've been able to generate an extra $1,000 a month part-time.
Okay. All right.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So I want you to insert your story there and then go through the thing. When people say that here that you've made an extra $1,000 a month on a part-time basis, that shows that the business works.
Okay.
For the rubies, it says, well, shoot, if she can, I can make $10,000.
Yeah.
For an emerald, they're like an extra $1,000 a month. Now, that's good. Okay? For the pearls, they're like, oh, that's wonderful. I want to do that, too. And for the sapphires, they're thinking very similar to the rubies, like $1,000 a month. Shoot, man, I could do more than that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you understand? So your story is relatable to everybody and stimulating to everybody.
Okay.
Okay, cool. All right, awesome. I'm going to pull on my next one. Hopefully that was helpful for you.
It was very, and thank you so very much.
You are so welcome. Okay, cool.
All right,
Stephanie, go ahead and put her back in with everybody else. And I'm going to be pulling up my next one here in 1 second. Okay, Jennifer Crippen. Are we?
Jennifer, your line is open.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh. That example with Carol was totally me. Awesome.
Good.
So, I appreciate that. That was really great. Maybe I learned something there.
Good. Okay, I'm trying to find your name on my roster here. I've got you your homework assignment, but there we are. Okay. There we go. Okay, cool. Tell me what it is that you're marketing. Don't give me the name of your product. I mean, the name of your company.
Health.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. All righty, cool. Now, what I need you to do, Jennifer, is I need you to log exacts, okay? Don't give me percentages. Give me the numbers.
Okay.
It's
about 2 out of 10 that I talk to, and I interview, like today, I talked to 20. I interviewed 2. I had 1 bad number, and I nexted 2 that right away. So that's very typical.
Okay, cool. All right. And I appreciate the extra percentages on the site, too, where you put, you know, six. I mean, you know, you got 10. 10%, by the way, is normal for leads.
Okay.
That's absolutely normal. When you, if you get 30%, that's completely outrageous.
Sometimes it is, like, I get everybody, and then sometimes
wow.
I go and get, like, 1 out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah, that's normal. 1 out of 10 is amazing. If you can get a hold of everybody, that's outrageous. All right, so let's go ahead and go through this. Go ahead and grab your closing script. What I'm looking at off the bat is, are you in both classes?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, you need to be, because as I'm looking at the actual people that show up to the presentation.
Well, those same people, what I did before is I would bring them in on the presentation during the interview.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody went through the presentation.
Perfect. That's perfect.
But what I've done now, I'm testing my true ability. I am giving them the number to do the presentation,
uh-huh.
and then I am calling them back, and so far they're there.
Awesome. How long is that presentation?
9 minutes, to 10 minutes.
What could you possibly do in 9 minutes?
I can bang out another 10 calls. I can make 10 more dials.
But what if you got a hold of somebody? What if you got a hold of somebody?
I can interview. I have them in and off the phone in about 10 minutes.
Right.
So, I mean, I just started doing that the last. I really wanted to see how I was prospecting.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I'm going to let them go and see if they're there. Because I normally have them there. I want to see if they're really there. And I call them back in 10, 15 minutes. And, yeah, so far they've been there. But, like I said, it was a test for me to see if I was prospecting okay enough.
Did you see any difference between calling them back later and trying to close them there versus closing them right from the call?
You know what? I was a little more relaxed.
When what?
When I called them back in 10 or 15 minutes.
No, but what I want to know is what were the results?
Oh, the one gentleman, I get almost everybody, Danny. Everybody is, I don't have the money. I'm on disability. I get my check. I blah, blah, blah. I get the money objection. It's like everybody's a money objection.
What kind of leads are you working?
Right now, I've played with a lot of different ones, and I've done some, like, interviewed leads. I've done, like, fresh leads, the ones that just come off, the fresh internet leads. And then I bought ones that were live, the ones that were actually interviewed.
Okay. All right, so you've had good.
Christian. I'm sorry?
You actually have gotten some, some good leads.
But I'll tell you right up front, this is the honest truth, those aged Christian leads are better than the live leads. I can't wait. I'm blowing through the rest of these live leads that I paid $5 or $6 for.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait to go to the dollar aged Christian leads because I like those people better.
Isn't that wild?
I tell anybody, I'm like, you know what? If you want to get going, get those aged Christian leads because I've had great results with those.
Wow. Okay, are those the leads from EarnPro?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I totally agree.
And they have this whole special thing going on right now. They're 38 cents a lead.
Yeah, those. I cannot wait to get through these other ones because they were fresh.
Right.
I don't want them to get too stale. So
right.
But
right.
I've got this. I've got like a whole bunch of aged Christian leads. I can't wait to get back into those.
That is so awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's a great encouragement for everyone else to hear. You know, so
yeah.
That's a good place for people to start. Okay, so let's go ahead and go through this. If your number one objection, so if you bring 10 people through your presentation, how many say I don't have the money?
Oh, 10.
Okay.
I mean, I've pre-launched.
How much does it cost to get started in your business?
The two packages we have, and I have put the getting started in the business package as well as your training is all rolled in the packages.
Okay.
So the top package is $1,400.
Okay.
The bottom package is $400.
Okay.
And that includes, like I said, the basics and training plus, like, the top package has first steps in it, but, the product, there's more product in the top package so they can start doing their test market.
Okay, and what is the package without first steps, and do you have North Carolina in the script book?
It's North Carolina, both script books, and the their basic getting, like, the basic package they can get started with our company.
And what is that?
It's a business kit.
And that's $400?
That, well, our company is, I think it's under $200. But I've included your tools, so I'm not quoting all these different prices. I, you know, it's like,
I got you. But hold on. I was trying to find out what is the package without any DJC stuff.
Oh, there is no package.
So you just created one.
Yes.
Good job.
No, you know what? Because what was happening, and I've been refining this, it's like, okay, to get started, Danny, in the bottom package is $185. Oh, but by the way, I need you to spend another $200 over here.
Right.
So I'm just saying it's $400.
That's good. That's awesome.
And that includes the shipping.
That's awesome. Good job. That's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. And so then the $1,400 package includes first steps.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. Well, this is great. Let's go ahead and let's see. Now, here I'm looking at you got one product client, and do you sell – can you just kind of give me an idea about what that is?
It's nutritional.
I know. So it's like a drink? Is it a vitamin?
That one – well, we have like four different things we can pick from, but that particular one I've been really marketing is a drink.
Okay, cool. All right, that's awesome. All right, let's go ahead and go through it.
Okay.
Give me – and if you have a story, you know where to insert the story.
I just learned that, yes. Oh, my goodness. It might be a little rough. I'm just letting you know.
That's all right, baby. Go for it.
Okay. Hi, Danny.
Yes.
How's it going? This is Jen.
Hi.
Did you get a chance to review the information yet?
You have, like, such a big question mark in your head. You are so afraid. You're so afraid I didn't review that information, and I can hear that.
Okay. Could be a big part of it here. I always go, normally I jump in and say, so what'd you like about what you heard?
Right.
But it probably sounds the same way.
Yeah. So let me go ahead. I'm gonna repeat it back to you, okay, and see if you can hear a difference. Hi, Jen.
Yes.
Hi, this is Danny. Did you get a chance to review that information yet? Okay, let me do it the other way. Hi, Jen.
Yes.
Hi, this is Danny. Hey, did you get a chance to review that information yet?
Yes, they did.
Okay, authority has a down, ends in a down tone.
Okay.
Unsure ends in an up tone.
Okay, up tone.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So did you get a chance to review that information yet? Versus did you get a chance to review that information yet?
Yes.
Can you hear the difference?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay, cool. All right, let's try that again, baby.
Okay. Hi, Danny.
Awesome!
All right.
Okay, yes.
How's it going?
Good.
Jen?
Oh, hey.
Did you get a chance to review that information yet?
That's so good, Jen. You did it.
Yay.
Okay. Yes, I did.
Well, let me tell you a quick story about what I've done with the company. I've been involved with this company. It's hard for me not to say my name. For 6 years, and I am a six-figure earner within the company. I was able to quit my corporate job that I absolutely hated. I hated somebody being over my shoulder telling me what to do, what to wear, when to be at work.
Okay, stop. Let me help you with your story.
Okay.
The six-figure is at the end. That's the punchline, not the beginning.
Okay.
Okay, and let me shorten the words that you just said. Okay, you said, well, let me just tell you a real quick story about what's happened to me. That's too long. Okay, so it's real simple. Did you get a chance to review that information yet? Yes? Awesome. Well, let me just tell you what's happened to me. Prior to getting started, Okay, so prior to getting started, I spent X amount of years in the corporate world, and then you go into it. You know, all the whatever. I got started. I started at the top package, got myself some training. First year made X amount of dollars. Second year made X amount of dollars, whatever.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it.
Go ahead and try again.
It's going to be rough. Prior to getting started, let me tell you real quick what happened to me. Prior to getting started with my company, I was in the corporate world for over 6 years, and I absolutely loathed my job. I hated my boss. I didn't like to be told what to do. I wasn't making enough money that I thought I was worth. And I got started with my company, and I started the top package. And within 6 months, I was able to quit my job and do this full time. And, well, over the last, I think within 3 years, I was able to create a six-figure income with what I do. So, Danny, what did you like about what you saw?
That is awesome.
What you heard. I'm sorry, it's what you heard.
Okay. All right. Now, within 6 months, what was your check within 6 months?
It was about $3,000 a month.
$3,000 a month. Okay. And then your first year, what did you make?
I don't remember.
You need to know.
I think it was like $30,000.
Okay. So I was able to generate $30,000 my first year part-time. Okay. What did you make your second year?
Boy, I'm trying to remember. I think
it
was like...
nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific.
It was about, I'd say 45.
45,000 my second year?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it jumped from 45 to about 60.
60? Okay. So you could say, you know, my first year I made $30,000. Currently, you know, my yearly income is, what is that?
It's like right at six figures. I mean, it's like 99, 101 right in there.
Okay. So just say that I made $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been able to generate an extra $100,000 a year.
Just an extra $100,000.
Okay. Here's why. Six figures is kind of vague.
Yeah.
But $100,000? In other words, you hear me tell my story. My first year, I made $250,000. My second year, I was able to make my first million. Now, obviously, that's huge. But I could say, you know, my first year, I made six figures. My second year, I made seven figures. Which one sounds more dynamic?
The first one.
The first one. Okay. So if you could, you know, if I were you, I'd say, you know, on a very part-time basis that I was able to generate. In fact, within 6 months, I was able to generate an extra $3,000 a month. Currently, I am generating an extra $100,000 a year.
Mm. This is so cool because I had this question because I never told my story, and this was a really like
crazy, nuts, and stupid.
Oh, well, I didn't know where to put it, and I was
right
like,
there.
This, then when Carol was up, I was like, oh my God, I got to do this. It was like I had to like highlight it and everything.
Yep.
Oh, this is really great because this is going to make me feel more comfortable.
Okay, let
that.
Let me add something to your story here. Okay, and this is the first place you can drop a seed for first steps, okay? Just say, you know, so I highly recommend, you know, plugging into training, going to First Steps to Success, and to be honest with you, I'm interviewing right now. This is what I would say. I'm interviewing for somebody right now to show them how to do exactly what I've done.
Oh.
I'm interviewing for somebody right now to show them how to make an extra $100,000 a year. Or if you know from it, you know, from the first interview, remember when you found out, you know, how much do you want to generate in the next 12 months?
Yes.
And they say an extra $30,000. Okay. This is what you say. You say, I want to, say, I'm interviewing right now to show somebody exactly how to generate an extra $30,000, just like I did my very first year, and to build that income up to $100,000 a year as I've been able to do.
Oh.
So what did you like about what you heard?
I love this. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it because it will give me so much more confidence.
Leverage.
Yes.
Massive leverage.
Mm. Thank you. Great. I'm so excited. I just can't wait to start dialing.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. So let's go ahead. I think I found your issue. Your issue was your tone was saying, I'm not sure. Even though you've generated a six-figure income, even though you've had success in your business.
Right. Well, yes, and that has all been done like belly to belly, and this, you know, this here is new. It's brand new for me, doing the advertising campaigns.
Big deal. Belly to belly, ear to ear, no difference.
Yes.
The only difference is in your head.
Yes, and I'm enjoying this a lot, and I got to get good at it. That's my deal. Like dialing.
I think you're already good at it. You just don't know it. In other words, you have categorized this as something different.
Mm-hmm.
Get that out of your head.
Yes.
All you're doing is taking it belly to belly to ear to ear.
Belly to belly. I'll connect belly to belly before I dial.
Okay. Awesome. All right.
Thank you so much.
Improvements are going to help, no question.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome. Okay, cool. Okay, Stephanie, go ahead and put her back in. Let me just hold on 1 second. Yep, I already did that. Alrighty. I'm moving on to my next one. Wow. Okay, Tammy Harmon. Let me work with Tammy Harmon real quick.
Tammy, your line is open.
Okay, hi, Danny.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Good. Okay, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Tell me, what is the number one excuse or objection that you get?
I don't have money.
Okay, cool. Out of 10, how many people say that to you?
Well, about 5 of them.
What is your entry fee to get in?
It's only $129 for top package.
You have got to be kidding me. And they don't have the money?
Right.
So you know they're lying.
Right. And it was like, you don't need the money. So I go ahead and activate them and or pre-launch them, give them homework. I also email them the homework. And so far I've got 3 of them that haven't done their homework yet.
How many have?
None of them. None of them have done the homework. I've
already picked up the reason why on that one, but let's go ahead and go through it. I want to confirm it.
Okay.
All right, so you're ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Did I look at a website?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. And what kind of a product are you marketing?
Financial services.
Okay, cool. All right, go for it.
Okay. Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
Did you get a chance to review the information yet?
No.
All right. Wow. Wait a minute. Oh, sorry. I usually have my little script book open. Wait a minute. She didn't review the information. Here we go. 72. Sorry. Goodness.
How often does that happen to you?
What, not having the script book? No.
None that they haven't reviewed the information yet.
Every time. Each and every time. And then when I'm like, okay, now how serious are you about this? Oh, I'm very serious.
Well, let's just go ahead and role play it out exactly how you do it. So you're saying every time you call someone back, they say they did not review the information yet.
Right. Okay. So really, did you have some kind of disaster happen in your family?
You idiot. That was the tone you just read that in, by the way.
Oh.
Idiot! Did you have a disaster happen in your family?
I am mean to these people. And Danny, you yourself know I'm not a mean person. Come on now.
No, but you can tell you're ticked at them.
Yeah.
You idiot! Come on, you're wasting my time.
Not good.
That's how you're feeling, isn't it, Tammy?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, whatever you're feeling is what's coming out of the mouth.
Wow.
Doesn't matter what you say, it's how you say it.
That's it. Okay.
Let's go ahead and try that again.
Wow. Hey, really, Danny, did you have some kind of disaster happen in your family?
You're still ticked.
Really?
Okay, yes, let me help you.
Wow.
Let me go over there. Okay, what page are you on?
72. Dang. Ooh. And that's what my husband meant when he said, it sounds like you just don't give a crap.
Exactly.
Well, I thought it was supposed to be that way. He's like,
No, sincere is good. Let me go ahead and take you through it, and you're going to say that you didn't review the information. Okay, so hi, Tammy.
Hi, Danny.
How's it going?
I'm doing great.
Good. Hey, did you get a chance to review that information yet?
Oh, man, no.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have, like, some kind of a disaster happen in your family?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what, Tammy? I certainly don't want to waste your time, and I definitely don't want to waste mine. And I typically don't give people a second chance, but if I'm absolutely certain that you are deadly serious about being able to pay off that debt, being able to get out of that job that you cannot stand and spend more time with your kids, then I will be willing to give you a second chance. So you tell me, are you serious about being able to get out of debt and get out of that job that you hate and spend more time with your children?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you see the tone I'm coming from? Let me back it up and let's do that again. So did you get a chance to review that information yet?
No.
So, like, did you have some kind of a disaster happen with your family?
No. So, okay, I just heard the idiot come out of that one.
Idiot.
So that's it. All right. And I had, like, an emerald, like really get pissed off at me a few weeks ago.
Gosh, I wonder why.
Yeah, and it was, sheesh. Yeah, and she was, oh, man, this is not good. Not good at all. All right. But see, I don't want to turn on the charm and sound like I'm trying to be extra nice. It was just like,
no,
oh, you know.
It's called genuine concern. It's called genuine concern and letting them save face.
Okay.
All right. That's what that is.
So, did you have some kind of disaster happen in your family?
Yeah, now you're getting there. Now you're getting there. It's a little better. It's actually a lot better. I didn't hear idiot after the statement, so that was good.
Okay, I got tone of personality down.
No, it's a genuine concern. You know what I mean? That's what it is. It's giving them the benefit of the doubt, letting them save face, and just, you know, being sincere.
Okay. So is that, so did you have some kind of disaster happen in your family?
No, okay, so now here's where I came from. I'm like, oh, really?
Oh, really? Did you have some kind of disaster happen in your family?
That's better.
Okay.
That's better.
Wow, and you wonder why I had a heart problem, right?
No,
bad all the time, come on.
Shoot.
All righty.
Okay, so, yeah, we might want to definitely come from, more just genuinely concerned. That's definitely going to help. Okay, let's go ahead and start at the top.
Okay.
Okay, so you're saying majority of the people that you talk to, when you call them back, they did not review the information, but they're actually there to answer the phone.
Right, yes.
That's wild.
They always answer the phone. I'm always asking them to say, hey, you know, sometimes I get them to come to meetings with me, and
awesome.
We all three-way in together. And then at the end, I'm like, okay, you know, let me know if you're not interested. I'd rather have you just be straightforward with me, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't want you to waste my time.
Right. So it's still coming across as mean. Oh,
first of all, here's one thing I want you to take out of your vocabulary, interested.
Okay.
And let me give you a statement that does not provoke an objection. You know, hey, listen, if this is for you, great. If not, that's totally fine, too.
Yep.
Okay, that is the same thing as let me know of whether or not you're interested.
Like, if this is for you, great.
If not, that's totally fine, too.
Okay.
So let's go ahead now. So then what you do is you are letting them go back to review the information again, right?
Uh-huh.
So out of the 15 last week, how many went back and reviewed the information?
None of them, and I haven't been able to get in touch with
them. I think we found out why.
Yeah.
Okay,
like,
cool.
Let's let this girl here.
All right, well, good. I think we found a major thing that could be changed that will make a massive impact right there. You're in both classes?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Okay, I want you to put in there to be role-played with next week, okay?
Yeah, I already emailed it.
Okay, good job. Good job. Girl, then I'm going to be moving on. I found the thing for you.
Thank you.
Pretty simple. You are absolutely welcome.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, go ahead and put her back in, and let me see. Wow. Okay, let's do Betty Keller.
Betty, your line is open.
Hi, Danny.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Okay, what's the number one objection that you get?
The
money. I knew it.
I've always had the money.
Okay.
Objection.
And what is your package?
Travel.
Okay. Betty, do you think it's too expensive to get started?
I used to, and I've come a long way.
It's a real simple answer, yes or no.
No, I don't anymore.
Okay, cool. All righty. Since you changed that, has that changed anything?
Yeah. I mean, it's changed a lot. I've got more people, coming to the follow-up, going through the presentation.
Good.
What I have noticed, though, is that, and it really kind of throws me, is the money objection kind of comes up during the initial prospecting.
Okay.
I'm able to handle that and get them to the follow-up.
Okay.
It'll still come up, and I'm able to, I'm able to work through, just get them to the business overview that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And they will make that comment again right when I get them off the phone and I'm going through the closing script, though, right away. So I think that already in my mind kind of sets it up for, because a lot of times I won't even go through the closing script.
Oh.
And I've come to that revelation in the last just a couple of weeks. It's like, okay, this is.
In other words, you're letting them direct you.
Yes.
So you know how you've seen on the board, Betty, the crossroads?
Yes.
You know, I talk about closing, and I say there's a crossroad, and here they are. And then here over here on the right side is the destiny, the other side is destruction.
Right.
And the path to destruction are all the excuses. Mm-hmm. And your job is to lead them where? Towards their destiny.
Right.
To make a decision to go after the things they said they wanted to do.
Right.
And so, yeah, you're letting them go down the road of what?
Of excuses.
That's right. Which leads them to the destruction of their dream. So great revelation that you, yeah. So if you've kicked out the personal, I think it's so expensive to get started in my business, you've kicked that out and now have pushed yourself, you know, over that hump, then if you really have, you need to read the script. You need to close them anyway.
Just go right through it.
Yeah.
Not even pay attention to that they brought that up again.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and go through it, and let me show you how to do it.
Okay. Hi, Danny.
Yes.
Hi, were you able to hear that call okay?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, great. What did you like about what you heard there?
I want to travel all over the world, you know what I mean? And it sounds like people are making some big money being able to have the freedom to travel.
Tell me more about that.
With what I'm doing right now, there's just no way I'll be able to go and see some of those wonderful places that I've always dreamt to see and be able to do those things that I've always wanted to do. And, I want to make a lot of money. And if I could do both, that's just exciting to me. But, you know, it's very expensive to get started.
Yeah,
you know, so that kind of is a little bit of a deterrent for me. I mean, I don't have an extra $11,000 laying around.
Okay, well, Danny, do you want to make a little or a lot to be able to, you know, see those wonderful places and to make a lot of money?
I would love to make a lot. Yeah, I'd love to make a lot.
Okay, what for?
Well, I have a $35,000 debt. My credit cards are completely maxed out. I am sick and tired of being in the financial position I'm in, and if I don't make a change now, it's never going to happen.
Okay. And with what you're currently doing right now, how long do you think it's going to take you to be able to, you know, pay off that $35,000 debt, really to make that financial change that you were just telling me about, as well as, you know, going to be able to travel to all the places that you would have always wanted to go?
Never. Never going to happen if I still do what I'm doing right now.
Okay. Well, where do you see yourself getting started, Danny? Do you see yourself starting at the bottom, working slowly towards being able to, you know, wipe out that debt and to be able to travel, you know, to any place that you would want to go to? Or do you want to position yourself really at the top where you can earn 3 to even 9 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort as the person at the bottom?
Well, I would love to, you know, start at the top, but I don't have $11,000.
Okay. Now, Danny, is it that you're absolutely serious about, you know, paying off that debt?
Okay, hold on. I already found, actually halfway through the script, what it was.
All right.
You're defensive. You're not on offense. You're totally on the defense. And the tone that you're coming from is a place of defense, which would only challenge somebody to fight you and not give you their credit card. Has that ever shown up anywhere else in your life?
Oh, yeah. This has been huge for me, going through the training that you've had. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's been huge for me in the last, you know, year and a half.
Wow. Well, that's awesome. So, yeah, girl, you want to jump on their side. You want to jump on their side. You're on their side. I want you to picture that for a minute. You're not against them. You're not trying to drag them over to your side. You're on their side.
Okay, instead of being in a position of, you idiot, can't you see it?
Exactly.
I feel like... You know, it's like, oh, my gosh, how could you not? You know, you're saying all this, but yeah.
Right. And so, yeah, exactly right. And so when you are defensive and you idiot, can't you see this is what you said you wanted, which is how you were coming across. And so that is so why you're getting that. That's clearly why you're getting that. And so I want you to imagine you're on my side, and you're going to try to help me go down my path to my destiny. No, I can't see it. All I see is the $11,000 it's going to cost me. I want to, but I don't see a way how to. That changes the posture altogether. And by the way, you have awesome posture. You have awesome, friendly voice, easy to talk to. But as soon as I gave you the objection and I gave you a sign of any resistance, that's when the posture went overboard to defensive.
Okay.
Okay. And you did a great job. I mean, I ruffled your feathers a little bit when I gave you that first objection. You went, okay, and then found your flow again. But we're on the same side. Because can't you remember, Betty, when you first got started, what was your objection?
The money.
Wow. So can't you understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It's hard to cross that, to go over that. You know what I'm saying?
Don't forget where you came from.
Okay.
So when somebody says that they don't have the money, you should be able to identify with them and have some kind of compassion for them.
Okay.
Because they're in that rock and hard spot.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They want to, but they don't see how to.
Right.
Just like you are.
Yeah. And I just, you know, in the last probably 2 months, I've been doing a lot of where I'm able to pre-launch people.
Mm-hmm.
But then I would go that defensive as far as if they didn't show up. And just in the last 2 weeks, it's kind of dawned on me that, wait a minute, this is just another process of how serious, you know, are they?
Yep.
They're just steps to prove, are you committed to what
you're doing?
And that really, in the last 2 weeks, it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, I was so out for the money. I mean, that ruby
mm-hmm.
in me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I wasn't getting it, then it was like.
Fine. Screw you.
Well, I don't want to put it that way, but. When you get right down to it.
Idiot! Quick!
Fine.
Fine, then.
So, yeah.
See, what provokes in me when somebody falls out in that way, I'm like, oh, man, you know, something happened. I want to know what happened. Again, and this is so huge. You're not against them. You're for them. You're on the same side. You're just a few steps ahead of them. On the same side. So let's go back and tell me this, because I know that you guys have like a 2- and 3-step process, right? Which I love. I've worked a system like that before and it's beautiful. So
yeah.
Is the closing script that you just did with me, is this after the conference call? Is this after they went to the site and saw the 5-page report? Or is this after the conference call?
It's after the conference call. When I meet with them at the follow-up, I will go through the first question, and then I will go into the script of the second and third exposure
uh-huh.
piece, edify the leader that's going to, the host that's going to do the
call.
Business overview, and then I will direct them to that call. And if I try very hard to three-way each person in.
Yeah. Okay, next question. Betty, do you have any bit of a story at all?
Yeah.
I want you to tell it. I don't care what it is. Have you used any of your travel benefits at all?
No, and I try to, because I've been trying to work this and get this business really going so I can take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I mean, I was in your classes about a year and a half ago because I really was struggling,
mm-hmm.
and I had no clue as far as dials.
Yeah.
So, and you helped me realize that I was treating my business as a hobby.
Right.
And it was costing me as a hobby.
That's right.
So now I'm, you know, I've learned more of working business hours,
yes.
being serious.
Awesome.
So I mean, I've had a huge, huge, it's just been in the last 2 months, it's like you've been kind of hitting me upside the head. So when I'm reading that script, it is after the business overview. And I try to tell my story every time I'm on that call. My testimony. So
okay.
They've heard it.
Oh, when you're on the call with them.
Yeah, I will unmute and I will step out and give my testimony, my story.
Okay, cool. All right. So this is after the conference call. I want you to go ahead and start at the beginning. Actually, let me take you through. I'm going to take you through and show
okay.
you how. And that conference call is the final step. Right?
Right.
Okay, cool.
Right.
All right, cool. All right, so hi, Betty.
Hi.
Hey, were you able to hear that information okay?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, awesome. Hey, what did you like about what you just heard?
Well, all the stories. I mean, I can't believe how much money that people are making in this business.
Yeah, tell me more about that.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, you can really kind of just start, position yourself wherever you want and to be able to, make as much as you want, hearing a lot of people who are, stay-at-home moms. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and to be able to generate that extra income would really be something.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, Betty, do you want to make a little or a lot?
Oh, I want to make a lot.
What for?
I want to... Well, I've got my son that's going off to college, so I want to be able to help to pay for that. And I've been home for 18 years, so that really has financially, set us back. We've got debt that I want to be able to help pay off and just really, help out, contribute.
Right. All right. So with what you're currently doing, which is being a stay-at-home mom, how long is it going to take you to be able to put your son through college, to be able to pay off that debt, and be in a position where you can make as much as you want to, still being home?
I could never do it.
Okay. Where do you see yourself getting started? You want to start at the bottom, working slowly towards paying off that debt and slowly paying for your son's college tuition? Or do you want to be in a position where you can earn, is it 9 times the amount of money for the same amount of hours that you're putting in?
Well, it makes more sense to be able to do it, at the top. But I don't have any money. Even the bottom package is way too much. I mean, the investment part, that's really would be holding me back.
Right, right. Okay, I totally understand because I had a very similar issue, and that was a little scary to me as well. Is it that you are absolutely serious about being able to pay off that debt and be able to help out and help to contribute since your husband's been able to support you all these years and serious about being able to put your son through college and you really are just in a financial stressful time right now? Or is it that you are not serious at all about the college and the debt and that you just don't want to hurt my feelings by telling me that this isn't for you?
No, I'm serious about all that. I just don't have that kind of money that I can, invest in.
Okay. All right. So, I don't want to waste your time, and I certainly don't want to waste mine. And I just need to know, just right up front before we move anywhere further together, if you are absolutely serious, and if I'm totally, completely convinced that you are deadly serious about being able to help your son and help out your husband financially, then I would be willing to take a risk on you. But again, I'd have to be thoroughly convinced. Kind of like you'd have to be as serious as, let's say, Tom and Kim, who actually were, they had just lost their vehicle. Their second car had just been repossessed. They had 4 children under the age of 4. He had no way of digging himself out of the financial pit that they had gotten themselves into. And he was willing to just do whatever it took. I mean, he actually borrowed some money from his mom to get himself started. And after plugging into First Steps to Success, they were able to make $200,000 their first year. Actually, are now even. In their second year, they were able to purchase a $1 million home. And so if I know that you're as serious as Tom was, or like Danny, who had $2.03 to her name, $35,000 debt and maxed out credit cards, but she knew if she did not get herself started that she'd wind up broke forever. And she found a way, got herself started, and made $18,000 her first 2 months, wound up making $250,000 her very first year. And so if I am thoroughly convinced that you are as serious as they are, then I'd be willing to take a risk on you and help to pre-launch your business so that we can perhaps get you on a way to start building that business and earning some money. And so you tell me whether or not you feel like it's worth the time for us to pre-launch your business.
Oh, I'm deadly serious.
Tell me why.
Well, because I want to be able to, add some income to my husband's. I want to be able to pay that college tuition and have him not worry about it. I want to be able to, show my kids that, that you can do anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a pen and paper still handy?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're telling me that it's worth our time to take this risk?
Yes.
And you're telling me that we're not going to waste each other's time?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you have that pen and paper handy?
Yep.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. I have a homework assignment for you. And if when we talk tomorrow, because we're going to talk tomorrow about the homework assignment and what you've been able to do, as long as you're being able to just take these steps and just follow some simple directions, then I'll go ahead and continue to work further more with you, okay? And I just have to tell you, you kind of remind me of Betty Keller. When Betty first got started, she also was in a very similar situation that you're in. She's a stay-at-home mom for 18 years, and therefore, financially, their family had been stressed a little bit because of that. And her husband was a sole provider, which was a blessing for her. But at the same time, here they are after 18 years with a good sizable amount of debt and a son who's ready to go to college. And they really don't have a way to make that happen. And she actually found a way to get herself started. And since then, she's been able to make X amount of dollars. I don't know what the dollars are, Betty, that you and me, but I would tell that story. So the first thing I need you to do is go to www.danny, D-A-N-I, Johnson.com, and you need to go ahead and register as a free member. And once you do that, you're going to be in the members area. In fact, do you have access to the internet while talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay, go over to your computer now. I want to make sure that we can get you in there, and then you want to bookmark that site so that you have no problem ever finding it.
Okay, I'm there.
Okay, cool. Fill out that membership form. It's a free membership, which is amazing, and they give you over 30 hours of free training and equipping. And this training is outrageous. I mean, we should pay thousands of dollars for the audio vault alone, and they give it to us for free.
Okay.
All right. Now, Danny Johnson has actually raised up and trained up tens of thousands of people worldwide. I mean, I feel it to be such a blessing to have even found this site. It has made a massive impact on every area of my life. The training I have personally received from this site and from the live training seminars that she has done, I have gained so much confidence. I have my husband and my marriage has massively improved. We have been able to pay off debt. We have been able to parent our children better. We've been able to manage our time better. We have a true financial plan to be able to develop wealth, and it all started with filling out this free membership. And so fill out that membership, and then, now let's say you're doing that. Now over when you get into the members area, scroll down. In fact, at the very top of the page, you see the tabs there at the top?
Yep.
Okay. See where it says Quick Start Training?
Yep.
Click on that.
Okay.
That's going to bring you to a call that was dated August 29th of 2005. I want you to go ahead and listen to that right now. Okay?
Okay.
Once you've listened to that call, I want you to call me back and let me know that you listened to it and what did you gain from it. Okay? The second thing on your homework assignment is to make me a list of goals. Obviously, you have debt you want to pay off, so how much debt specifically you want to pay off? By what date do you want to pay it off? You want to send your son to college? What is the tuition? How much is it going to cost each year for that to happen? So how much do you need to make to be able to pay off that college stuff? Okay. Let's just go ahead and start with those first two things. Once we've done those two things, then I'll go ahead and go through the rest of what we need to get done. But once I see that you've done these two things, then I'll go ahead and give you that next step. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. I will tell you that you're going to want to listen to at least one archived call every day, and there's a quick start training section in there. There are four calls that you're going to be listening to. You can get them all done today if you wanted to. You can get them done in the next 4 days if you wanted to. Whichever way you go shows me how serious you are.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, girl, what time are you available tomorrow?
How about 10:30?
Okay.
Tomorrow morning?
10:30, we'll go ahead and start your preliminary training. By then, you will have listened to the August 29th call. Again, I want you to listen to it right now, and if call me back today. If you want, let me know you listened to it. Let me know, you know, what you got out of it, and then just go ahead and work on your list of goals. That next day, starting tomorrow, I want you to listen to the second archived call for the Quick Start training.
Okay.
Before we talk at 10:30.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, cool. Then I'll talk to you tomorrow, and we'll just see what we can do to get yourself off the ground and running.
Okay, thank you so
much. All right,
girl.
Okay. All right, cool.
Well, I got a lot of that. I can see what the one thing I don't do is when I'm reading this is I don't put as much emphasis on what the training has done for me.
Right.
Really edifying.
Yeah, you're not edifying the site.
Yeah, yeah. Really making it an important piece.
Yep.
Of what they need to do. I was giving them homework, and if they weren't showing up, it would be like, okay, next. But
meaning,
you know,
you weren't creating an eager desire in them to do the homework.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. You know, now in the supplemental script book, you have, you know, and we didn't go through that this time, as far as the list of resources.
Right.
Do you usually do that right away?
I typically do. You know, with you, I'm just trying to save some time here on role playing. But yeah, what I state in there is go ahead and make me a list of resources. I'll do that.
Okay.
And you can choose to do the list of resources if you want to. You know, that's completely up
right
to you. To me, say what?
I said right away or a step down, you know.
The next step. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
So you can play that one by ear, but you definitely want them writing out some goals. You definitely want them listening to some archived calls.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because the calls are going to push them over the edge. But if you do not edify those calls and you do not give them an eager desire to go listen to those calls, they won't even make it to the website. And that's
right.
Probably what happened. And have you ever noticed, because I know I hear these stories all the time, like Renee, for example, who you know who she is, she works in the same company. You know, she actually, were you at Dynasty this past Dynasty?
No, but I was in the one before.
Before that, in Orlando.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you may not know this, but we're actually putting that August 29th call on a free CD. And we're going to give it away as a free offer for people. That opt in or send us referrals or whatever. I don't know how we're going to do it, but anyway, but we're going to be giving that call away. And here's what's funny is that we just now launched this whole free CD, and it's called Conquering the Financial Kingdom. And it came from a Saturday night, and it was it's all scripture based. It's all about poverty and wealth, and you know where it all comes from. And so when we had told our elites about this, and then what happened was is that Renee just jumped down and said, can we get the August 29th call? Can we get the excuses call on a free CD? And Hans is like, really? And, I mean, she stood up. Three other people stood up, and they sold Hans hard on why they wanted that CD as a free offer. And she says, you know, I don't know. All I know is I'll talk to a woman who lives in a trailer, who has no money, who can't afford toilet paper, who has a friend bringing toilet paper to the house, listen to that call and come up with $11,000.
Wow.
But mind you, she obviously edifies that call.
Right.
So if you're not going to edify, if we don't edify that call, they won't even get to the call. Here's what happens, Betty, is that we, you know what I mean? You've been here for a while. And so what happens is that we wind up assuming the prospect knows about Danny Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
We assume the prospect knows about the website. Why? Because it's part of our everyday life.
Okay.
Do not become comfortable with that information.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? You want it to be that this is fresh and new, and look what has happened. Do you remember when you first found the site?
Oh, yeah. Blessed.
Do you? Can you hear that right there? You're like, oh, yes, blessed. That is what the prospect needs to hear.
Okay.
Do you understand? Remember in the section of Dynasty where we talked about promotion?
Mm-hmm.
You have to promote the site.
Okay.
Not inform them about the site. You need to promote the site. There's a difference between informing and promoting. Huge difference.
Okay.
All right?
Yep. Thank you so much.
You are so very welcome. So very welcome. Okay, cool. All right. I think we're done as far as role-playing goes. That gave you some great examples, my friends, about how to pre-launch somebody. Pay very close attention to the words that I chose, and the words are actually in the script book, because there is a strategic way that I'm saying what I'm saying, and I'm also on their side. I don't know if you noticed that with Betty, is that I was on her side. I understand where she's coming from. I related a story in which of somebody else that was like her. In the same situation. I mean, this was huge. Today's class was absolutely huge. I love this. I love this. I love this. I am confident that almost every one of you related to all the examples that we did today. But please, if you're going to pre-launch somebody, here's what most people do when they go to pre-launch. Well, I can go ahead and get your business started ahead of time if you want to. No, that's not the right posture. The posture is I want to know, is she serious or is she not? I'm going to put her in an involvement process that is going to get herself to upgrade all by herself. The more stories she hears, the more success that she sees of other people, the more she's going to find a way to borrow the money to get herself started. And here's the other thing. Very important to promote instead of inform. We get so comfortable with the information that we know and the information that we understand or the information that we're benefiting from that we lose the enthusiasm, the curiosity, and the urgency in the promotion. So you must. Those of you that just came out of this last dynasty, you know.
Okay, great. So much good content tonight. I think that obviously, you know, numbers, like we talked about in the very beginning, and just reemphasizing numbers and numbers and more numbers. You know, work is what is going to set us apart from everybody else. Why? Because everybody else has a lot of stuff going on in their life too. And when you're willing to make a sacrifice and you're willing to time block in order to take your business seriously in chunks of time, it's going to put you further ahead. And I'm so excited for such good content that we had tonight because I know personally – I never really had training like this. I never had somebody to walk me through things and to role play with me. You know, I didn't want to role play with somebody that was at the same level as me. I wanted to role play with someone that was like an expert and a real honest professional. And that's what we had a chance to do in this class. So we're really, really excited about the available training that you had to take advantage of. Like I said, you will have access to the MP3s. So just kind of keep your eyes peeled to your email for that, and to just remember that people is the biggest factor. I think that our business needs more of one thing, and that's just people. You know, people are desperately looking for opportunity, and people typically are looking for you more than you're even looking for them. So make sure that you are prepared with a script book. I would imagine most of you have one by now, but if you don't, you don't have your books for school. You're not prepared for business. So make sure you jump all over the script book, and please make sure you have the supplemental. Obviously, going through the objections and some extra stuff is in the supplemental book. And, of course, we've got an up-and-coming First Steps to Success event that's coming up this weekend as well. And there was something that I just wanted to finish on tonight, and something that's been really, really incredibly effective for people in the home business industry, and that is to do a leadership call. With the leadership development team. And a team call is one really great, great way to kind of get yourself out of the way and be able to really influence your team members and to really give them a blueprint and steps to follow without having to be the one to do another conference call. So with the leadership call, what we typically do is we'll set you up with somebody on our leadership team. And what we have the ability to do is to really create value for getting moving in business, you know, really being able to portray what you or what some of your team members want and then the action steps that they're going to have to take to get there, as well as edifying you personally as the leader of this team and edifying your company. So they're hearing from somebody that has no clue who they are, that's sitting there on a call edifying you as the leader and edifying your company and talking so highly about this enormous opportunity that they have advantage of, or that they have the ability to take advantage of. So if a team call is something that you're interested in, you know, you can definitely post that in the Super Friends group. You can always send an email in. Of course, you can go right to smarternetworker.com. You can check out the script book. You can check out First Steps. You have the ability to send us a message right there on the website. But we have seen phenomenal results out of a leadership call, and there has been anywhere from, 50 people. Sometimes there's 25 people. Sometimes there's 300 people that get on a call, and it is often that there are times somebody will come to an event with, 50, 60, 70 people. Sometimes it's 10. Sometimes it's well over 100. And that's because we can just create extra value that it's not that you can't create it. It's just that you're their leader and you're already, setting them up on calls and you're already communicating with them and you're already, looking for ways to influence them. And this is an opportunity for you to get the even a better value without having to necessarily do the work and to really just leverage your time better by plugging your teams into Smarter Networker and allowing the leadership at Smarter Networker to really help you create this momentum and help people to kind of get over their excuses and to create urgency and to create curiosity and to really get moving. My biggest goal with people is to always have them get off the phone and be excited about going to work, excited about creating their list of resources because maybe they have an opportunity that they never even realized how big it was. And that's something that we can do for you. So, again, I appreciate so much your time and your investment and your, I think your willingness to learn, your drive and that inner excitement to want to be better and want to be able to do better. So definitely stay active over in Super Friends. Please contact us at Smarter Networker. Let us know what we can do to help you and to support you. And I know I'm going to see a huge chunk of you in a few weeks at the next First Steps to Success. Hope you all have a great night. Bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.